Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Data and AI with Mukundan. Today's episode is a follow-up from the last episode, which I talked about cravings at midnight and how you can have more control over your cravings. Today's episode, I just want to talk about the inner stuff, what goes on in our mind more deeply. You know, the kind of stuff that sits with you at midnight, 1 a.m., 2 a.m., whatever, basically later at night when most of the world is sleeping. When your to-do list is full and your energy is, well, empty and you're like completely drained out. This is the story of how I built an AI reflection system, one that is not just for productivity, but it's also for emotional clarity. It's called Reflection OS. And OS is the origin story of this. And it started on a night that I almost gave up. And the energy was empty, like I said. So let's understand what gave rise to this. So you ever have one of those nights where you're staring at a screen, your social media is open, and if you're a content writer, your blog draft is half written. Even if you're not a content writer, say you're at work and you have this, you know, big deadline coming up, maybe that's the next day, maybe that's in the morning, or could be the day after, and you have to submit it and it's just half done. It's already 1 a.m. 2 a.m. right? But you've had a ton of things to do that day, but this is just one more thing, and it's kind of the main thing to do, because maybe you were focusing on doing the core piece the rest of the night, and when you got to actually filling up the document, it was just half done. I mean, you barely got to it, but your energy is like drained out. You wish you can do this in the morning, but you have like an 8 a.m. meeting, so it has to be done before then. And it's already 2 a.m. at night, so you just have 6 hours between now and then to A, finish the work, and B, get some sleep, and also C, wake up and do some regular things you need to do before you start work the next day, right? And that's when your brain feels heavy. And the thought comes, I should have been further ahead by now. And I've had plenty of those moments. I mean, it's just too much to count. I'm afraid to admit I've not been really good at time management. Well, I guess 99% of my life. In the last several weeks or so, I'd say I have better control over them than I did before. But most of the time, it's just been that I've not been that good at managing time. And I apologize for being a little vulnerable here, but this is how I feel like. I mean, I may not be the only one who is like this. And in this particular instance, it was kind of similar that I was so much behind. And that day was pretty hard. Just like others as well, but just wanted to. And that day, I was just thinking, well, there has to be some way out of this. Yes, I've been, trying to find ways, but I think this is something that I need to solve. Working on, multiple projects, blog writing, applying for jobs, launching content. Burnout wasn't just mental fatigue. It was an emotional disconnection. I didn't really want to track my habits. Yes, everybody says to track your habits. I was just tired of doing that, and it is exhaustive, like one thing after the other, right? I didn't want even a to-do list. I just wanted someone, or maybe something to say, like, I hear you. Let's talk about it. And it's pretty late at night. Like, you don't want to be disturbing people. If it's that late, like, everybody has their own life, and that's what I used to think. Well, there's certain ways around this. This is the way I chose. For that night, it did click for me that, well, I'm using AI to write. To help me with my content creation, right? Come up with topics, promote my content, optimize resumes when I've done as well. But what if I could use it to reflect my thoughts back to me with some compassion and some clarity? What if AI just became my mirror? One that doesn't judge, doesn't interrupt, and doesn't rush. So yeah, just recently I'd also worked on, a cravings app, right? Like, it is kind of a mirror as well, but it's just more on the food aspect. Like, oh, it will just give it back to me that, so you're craving Taco Bell, or say you're craving fries. Maybe you can just wait until the morning. But what if it can be a bit deeper, not just related to food, can be just related to all thoughts? I mean, it was this, I wanted to build it for me. So this is not a scientific answer to things. This is just me trying to build something that solves my problem at the time. Right? And you're just building like a friend here. You're not building a therapist, just a friend. It's kind of sad when you say it like that, but it is something that will just not judge you, right? And so that was why I built this. But like, just to pivot to the actual reflection OS app. So this, like most others that I built, was again a Streamlit app. Streamlit is this Python-based app as well. I mean, it's a Python-based app, and it uses Streamlit is a Python-based library which gives amazing front-end capabilities in Python, right? And so it's like a very simple app too, what I built. It's just like one text box which will ask you what's on your mind today, kind of like what social media platforms ask you as well, right? When you're trying to post something. Again, this is something that I built for myself, and I'm hoping, it helps others as well to think through like what people can do using AI. And for this particular instance, it was just a simple intentional app, no structure, just type whatever, right? So the input that I fed into this text box, which was using GPT-4 in the back end, was I mean, basically the prompt that I gave to GPT-4 was reflect on this journal entry, give me the emotions involved and a compassionate reflection and a reframe that makes it more constructive. And that was the prompt I gave. I ran the rest of my Python-based Streamlit code, and when I hit run, it worked. Like one of the journal entries I had given was, I feel like I'm always behind. Everyone around me is building faster, shipping more, and growing quicker. Something that I was feeling that day. And yeah, allow me to be a little vulnerable here, but that was something that I'm sure not the only one feeling that. And you know, it's a feeling of self-doubt. Sometimes it does creep in. So AI as well just helped reflect that. Like the emotions, you have self-doubt, frustration, and comparison, which is, you know, obviously not great emotions to have, but it was emotions to have. And AI was helping me reflect that. And so it also gave me a reflection. Sounds like you're measuring yourself against a standard that was never yours to begin with. Yeah, there you go. You don't want to be comparing yourself to others, and that is what AI was telling me. They just needed me to see in the mirror, like what my thoughts were. And it's telling me also to reframe what I'm saying. It's saying that your pace is valid. Speed doesn't equal substance. Growth is happening even when it's quiet. So you can even grow when you're being quiet. So that's when even I built like a Substack mini course just quietly, right? Wasn't even So basically the whole Cravings app is now a Substack mini course. It wasn't something that I made a loud fuss about it. I was just like pretty quietly doing that in the back end. And so all of these reflections from the AI, when I read that back, it just hit differently. Because I wasn't just hearing advice. I was hearing myself, but just clearer. And just thought that was very, very interesting, very exciting use of AI. So to just help you understand the tech behind this AI reflection, the AI mirror, let's talk about that build for a second, right? For the developers out there, the ones who like using AI to develop cool stuff. I used Streamlit for the front end, which is super quick to prototype. Then OpenAI's GPT-4 with the new Python SDK and a simple text box, like a text area in Streamlit, which had like a reflect button and some markdown formatting. That's it. It was very simple. No databases yet. Just not even a fancy UI. Just a fast feedback loop between my thoughts and the AI's reflection. Right. And guess what? It's just enough. Sometimes you don't have to build super, you know, complicated, amazing dashboards with a login. You don't have to build all of that. It just starts with an input which is truthful and an output that is useful. So I later added some mood tags and sentiment tracking, and export options, which I haven't shared in this, but that's something that it was just for me. But that can be added. You know, honestly, For me, like having the mirror was the most important thing. The core feeling had to be right. So, why does this matter? So, this isn't just about journaling. This is not just journaling, it's about building like an emotional habit. So, when you reflect daily, you see patterns. You stop gaslighting yourself. You stop thinking every bad moment is your identity. Right? And the best part, you can build this for yourself. You don't need to wait for an app like Calm and or Headspace or mindfulness, which I think Apple Watch offers to basically ship this. You don't you are building your own here. I know Calm, Headspace, mindfulness, they're all amazing. And this is just something you're building for yourself. And that's it pretty much. It's just like it's very simple. But if you'd like to get, more complex with it, here's what's coming. So I'm trying to roll out a public beta version for this. It will be available in my Substack mini course. And I'll link my Substack in the show notes. So do watch out over there. Please subscribe over there so you get an update when the mini course is rolled out. So you'll get like a public beta version. So it'll be like a free tool for journaling, reflection, and emotion tagging. And also like a creator edition, which will be a paid version. So it'll be adding your reflections to Notion tracker, like weekly AI summaries for creators, founders, and builders. And like I said, it'll be like a Substack mini course for emotional clarity. And I am looking to also build a little community journal challenge, like a 7-day reflection challenge. I'll be sharing mine and I looking for people to share theirs. All of this powered by like a li powered by this little AI mirror. So if this resonated with you, and I apologize again for being a little vulnerable here, here's what you can do. You can subscribe to my Substack platform, and you'll be able to know when the beta version's out for the app, and you can DM me your reflections on my Twitter account, which I'll link in the show notes as well, or just sit with the question. What would I change if I reflected before I reacted? Thanks for listening to Data and AI with Mukundan. See you in the next one.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now, with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.